Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show, show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky and the market smiles on you, right? But today, so you can have that life of freedom, being with those that you love, doing what you love, whenever the heck you feel like it. But guys, it's so much more than just your own prosperity and financial abundance, right? It's about becoming a rippler by creating a ripple effect in the lives of others. Because as you are blessed, you can turn around and bless the lives of those around you, not only in your family and generations beyond you, but even across the community and the people that surround you and that you come in contact with. And guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create that ripple effect through you, because without you guys, that would not be possible. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, for binging, for sharing with others. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much. Quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's some great blogs on there, as well as the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash a Day, that you can find now. So check it out. A quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner, with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X, group.com. Check them out. All right, guys. So today I've got a special guest. I've got Rod Cleef here, where, you know, Rod, I've known through reputation for quite some time, both in the investor space, but also the business owner space as well. So definitely a man of no small reputation. In fact, I guarantee that several of you have even heard him before, whether you've heard him speak or know of the different deals he's done or whatever it might be. But a little about Rod. He's a multiple business owner and philanthropist who is passionate about entrepreneurship and giving back. So he's got his own ripple effect he's creating himself. As one of the country's top business, real estate, and peak performance luminaries, Rod has owned over 2,000 homes and apartment buildings and has built over 22 businesses in his 40-year business career, several which have been worth tens of millions of dollars. He started from humble beginnings, and we'll talk to him about that, but now he's speaking on the psychology of success and mindset, and whether it's in business or investing or whatever it might be. Huge guy, but also a great heart, does a lot with benefits and charities and the like. So Rod, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Chris. Let's have some fun today. I appreciate you having me on, brother.
You bet. So I definitely want to save some of your story for these listeners. So those that have never been introduced to you before, tell us more about you and what led you down this path.
Sure. So I'll go back all the way. I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old from Holland. I was born in the Netherlands, and with my brother Albert and my mother Svancha, and we ended up in Denver, Colorado, where I lived for 30 years. And I'll tell you, we didn't have much growing up. In fact, my mom bought expired food because it was half price, and she gave us powdered milk because she thought milk was healthy. And, you know, and I grew up wearing clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school till I lied about my age and got a job at Burger King and was able to buy my own clothes. But, you know, and I'm sure you've got listeners that have had it harder than we did, or maybe have it hard now with all this COVID nonsense. But the thing is, I knew I wanted more. And luckily, my mom had an incredible work ethic. And so she bought the house across the street from us when I was 14 for about $30,000. Now, when I was 17, she told me it had gone up $20,000 in her sleep. And I'm like, what? You made 20 grand, you didn't do anything? And so as a screw college, I'm getting into real estate. So I got into real estate when I turned 18. I got my real estate broker's license, and I was going to be rich selling other people houses. Well, My first year in real estate, I made about $8,000. My second year, maybe $10,000. But my third year, I made well over $100,000, which back in 1981, that's for a 21-year-old was some decent change. Yeah. And so what happened between year two and year three that caused me to 10X my income? Well, what happened was I met a guy that taught me about mindset, taught me about psychology, how really 80 to 90% of your success in anything is your mindset and your psychology. Mm-hmm. Only 10 to 20% is the skill set, the knowledge. You know, if it was just the knowledge, there'd be a bunch of wealthy librarians and college professors out there. It's the do. It's the taking action. It's the getting back up when you get your nose bloody. And so, you know, again, fast forward to today, I've owned over 2,000 houses that I rented long-term, multiple apartment complexes. That bio you read from is actually dated. I built 24 businesses. And yes, several have been worth tens of millions of dollars. But all the rest were, I don't call them failures. I call them seminars. All the rest were spectacular flaming seminars. Mm-hmm. And because it's only a failure if you don't get back up or you don't get the lesson. But that's in right. 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept. Okay. And you know, when that happens, people could tend to get a big head. Well, I got a big head. I thought I was a real estate God. And when that happens, sometimes God or the universe, whatever you believe, will give you a nice little smackdown. Well, yeah. That was 2008 for me. I lost that $50 million and a whole lot more. And I'm in the $17 million, a whole lot more. I lost $50 million. And so one thing I like to talk about, Chris, if we have time, is the mindset it took, first of all, to have $50 million to lose in the first place, but then mm-hmm. to recover from that and to the success that I'm blessed to enjoy today. So if you'd like, I'm happy to drill down on that a little bit, you know, or we can go talk about the mechanics of multifamily, whatever you want to go. But I think let's
go that direction. Yeah, because I know they've heard my story about my comeback after 2008 and everything, but I know they'd love to hear yours and see right. some similarities.
All right. Well, I hope you didn't lose $50 million, brother. That's all.
Not even close. No.
All right. Well, so how did I recover? Well, how I recovered was knowing exactly what I wanted and knowing why I wanted it. Now, I used to do sold out live events when there were live events. My last one was supposed to be in Orlando with 700 or 800 people. And of course, we know what happened. So I've turned them in. They become live stream events now. And I had 900 people at my last one. And one of the first things we do is what I'm going to share with you at a high level very quickly is a goal setting workshop on steroids. Now, if you want to see me guide you through this, I did this on my Rod Cleef official page on January 1st, and I guide you through it with music, and I give you a guide you can download and everything. It's, so feel free to do that, but I'm going to give you the highlights right now. So what you've got to do is get real clear. So pick an hour when you have a lot of energy, and don't do it right after a meal. Make sure you're well hydrated. And sit down and write down everything you could ever possibly want in life. All the stuff, the houses, the cars, the boats, the jet skis, the planes, everything. Take mm-hmm. the lid off your brain. Imagine if you write it down, you're going to get it, which is not outside the realm of reality. Because, you know, I'm sure if you're listening to Chris that you already do your goals, but this process is going to be deeper. So trust me on this. It's not just the stuff. But write down all the stuff because we want stuff. We all want it, you know, all that stuff. And it, there's nothing wrong with stuff, but we're going to go deeper. So, but when you write your goal down, what it does is it triggers something in your brain called your reticular activating system, which is that filter that subconsciously, you don't even know it's happening, filters out, it directs you to what your brain thinks you're interested in or you want to focus on. And the greatest example is when you first buy a car. You never really noticed them before and you buy one and they're everywhere. Were they there before? Of course they were. But that's your reticular activating system. And that's the power of reassociating with your goals as often as possible. So sit down, write down everything you could possibly want. Big things, little things, how much cash you want in the bank, say in 3 years, how much cash you want in 10 years. Also write down, you know, how much income you want from your investments, say in 3 years and in 10 years. Then write down, what you want to do in your lifetime. Maybe you want to, climb all the mountains over 14,000 feet in the world. I've got a friend doing that. Maybe you want to, write a book. Maybe you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I did that about 8 months ago. I'll never freaking do it again, but it's off the list. I got it done. So write down everything you want to do, but also write down everything you want to learn this lifetime. Maybe you want to learn a foreign language. You want to learn a skill. If you want to learn multifamily, come see me. I'm at my next boot camp in July. But whatever it is, write down everything you want to learn. Then Lastly, write down who you want to help. Maybe you, you know, family. I bought my parents a house on a canal in Florida, took them, you know, when they were alive, and took them on cruises, bought them a car. Who do you want to do something for? Write that down. And then once you can, and if you're analytical, please don't stop and analyze it. Just keep writing until you can't think of another thing. You can always scratch it out later. Once you can't think of another thing, then it's not real. What you've written down is not real till it's measurable. So write down how long it's going to take you to achieve it. Put a, how many years? Put a 1, a 3, a 5, even a 10 or a 20. Recognizing that as human beings, we will overestimate what we can do in a year and massively underestimate what we can do in 5, 10, 20 years.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll give you an example of this. When I was 18, I always knew I wanted to live on the beach, you know, and there's no beach in Denver. And so I would visualize the palm trees and the surf and the sand. And of course the bikinis, I'm a guy. And what's crazy is 20 years later, I built this magnificent mansion on the beach, 8,000 square feet, 10,000 square feet, $8 million property. Just magnificent home, which was unthinkable when I was 18. So the point is, take the lid off your brain and just, if you write it down, you're going to get it. That's how you want to play this. Then once you've got a time limit on each goal, there's a couple more steps. I want you to pick your number one goal. That goal, when you get it, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. That goal, put that on another piece of paper. Then pick your top 3 1-year goals, put those on a separate sheet of paper and leave some room in between them. Mm-hmm. Now, the goals are important. You need them. But what we're going to do next is even more important. You need to write down why those goals are an absolute freaking must to achieve. So you want, and you want to use emotionally charged words. You want to use emotion to drive this. So words like amazing, incredible, wonderful, beautiful, use emotionally charged words so that, you know, maybe it's so you're going to put, so we can have freedom. My family can have freedom. We can go do whatever we want, whenever we want, bring whoever we want, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you put, so I can show my kids what success looks like, or I can show my spouse what success looks like, you know, and, you know, whatever it is for you, write it down. Then once you can't, you know, so you're going to write the positive reasons why it's an absolute must for you to achieve the goal. But I also want you to put some negative reasons or negative things down if you don't achieve the goal.
Right.
And here's why. As human beings, we will do more to avoid pain than gain pleasure. So you want to use this because this is the fuel to get your butt to stay up late, to get up early, to, you know, to push this side hustle, like most of us doing this as a side hustle when we start, to you know, to grind now and play later, to live a few years like most people won't, so we can live the rest of our lives like most people can't. And so put some pain in there if you don't achieve the goal. So I don't feel like a failure. So I don't live a life of regret. So I don't fail my kids. So I don't fail my wife or my husband. Make it freaking painful. Yeah, you know, there was a nurse in Australia, Chris, a hospice nurse. Her name was Bronnie Ware. And she asked people that were dying a question. And she wrote a book about it. But the question was, do you have any regrets? And the book's called The 5 Regrets of Dying. You want to know what the number one regret was? It was not living the life I could have lived, living someone else's life, not living up to my own expectations for what I was capable of. Guys, screw that. That's all I got to tell you. And that's why we're doing this goal-setting workshop. So you've written the positive reasons why, negative reasons why. It's an absolute must. Last thing is, you got to get pictures of your goals because you manifest this stuff into your life. I'll give you some public examples of this. Jim Carrey, when he was flat broke, if you Google Jim Carrey check, you'll see this. Wrote himself a check for $10 million, and he used to go up by the Hollywood sign. He'd sit at it. He put in the little remittance. Those of you that are millennial, a check is something you used to write to pay for things, right? But he'd look at it, and that's how much money he made for Dumb and Dumber, one of his first movies.
Yep.
I'll give you a more recent example. Demi Lovato, when she was an unknown. I don't know, it was American Idol or how she got known, but 10 years ago said she was going to sing in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. She sang in this last Super Bowl. I'll give you some personal examples of mine. You know, when I got my real estate broker's license, I was going to get rich selling people houses. So I got a 4-door car because I got to show people houses, right? So I got this Ford 4-door Granada, bone ugly, bench seat in the front, ugliest freaking piece of crap you've ever saw in your life. But I worked with a guy that had a Corvette. And he let me drive it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. So this is before you could spell internet, that hadn't even thought of yet. And so I got a picture out of a magazine of a Corvette, put on the visor of my Granada. So every time I sat in the car, it was right there in front of my face. Within a year or two, I had a Corvette. I'll give you some more examples, but please know this is not me bragging, none of this, because this stuff doesn't even interest me anymore, but I'm hoping to inspire you guys. So this is back when the TV show Magnum PI was around, and it was a detective story. Actor's name was Tom Selleck, and he drove this awesome Ferrari 308. And I saw that, and I'm like, oh my God, that thing's amazing. So I got a picture of that actual car, put on the visor of my Corvette. Within a year or two, I had a Maserati look just like it. Last example, car example. I'm the guy that always wanted a Lamborghini. I had posters in my bedroom of the Lamborghinis and the bikinis and the soap and the whole thing. Yeah, all through high school. What's funny is my son collected models of exotic cars, and he had a model of the exact same color and style Lamborghini that I ended up getting. Like, let me show you something. I don't know. Do you put this on YouTube as well?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Hang on one sec. I've got my planner here. This is my planner, okay? In the back, and yeah, I'm a dinosaur. I use a paper planner. I also use Outlook, though, but I'm not complete, you know, Neanderthal. But in the back of this thing are pictures that have been in here for 20 years, okay? 20 years, they're in plastic. And first pictures are my gratitude pictures. They're pictures of my kids when they were very young, okay? Guys, because everything starts from a place of gratitude. That's the foundational emotion that's the most important emotion there is. So pictures of my kids. Then I've got pictures of the houses that I wanted. This top picture is just like that house on the beach. Look, the travertine floors, the 10-foot high glass, just like that. This bottom picture looks just like the compound I live in now. I live in a compound. It's six buildings. I lost the house and all the craziness, but I've got six buildings, giant main house, a beautiful guest house on the water. I've got an exercise facility, a media center with a theater room and a video studio. And I mean, it's just magnificent. Because God's got a sense of humor, I can see my old house across the bay every time I go in my backyard. It's right there. But this That's is awesome. What it looks like. There's a wall like that behind me. Usually I'm in an asset right now, a 403 unit asset we have in Louisiana. So I'm here. So I don't have my backdrop, which is my backyard, and that wall, these walls is what I have behind me. It's crazy from 20 years ago. And then I've got, you know, stupid shit like watches. I've got a few hundred thousand dollars of the watches. Again, the Lamborghini before I ever got it, you know, the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, all this stuff that I got because I had pictures. So, you know I lost some of you analytical ones, but I'm here to tell you a big mistake, because this freaking works. Okay. So get pictures, put them around you, put them on your screensaver, put them on the wall. And at some point, you're going to have this stuff. Gets into your subconscious. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox. Chris, thank you for letting me rant.
Hey, no, that's cool. And even if they're analytical, man, this is actually the meat and potatoes right here.
This is it. If you want it, I mean, this is how I recovered from losing $50 million. Some people don't recover from that. I mean, you know, it was refocusing on what I wanted. It was reassociating with what I wanted. You know, it's so easy to focus on the pain and the hurt. People connect through pain. They don't connect through positivity. They connect through pain. How you doing? Right. Oh, my back's killing me. Oh, come here, brother. But if you go, so how you doing? Fantastic, man. Life is great. They'll be like, take 10 steps back. It guy's crazy. So people connect through pain. And but what you focus on gets bigger, you know, and a great example of this is Mother Teresa. They asked her if she was anti-war. She said, no, I'm pro-peace.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
That's right. Anyway. No, it's fascinating you bring this up, because just last night, my wife and I were talking about some different cases of people that they've been doing personal development for decades, some even decades, right? Doing it forever. But the crazy thing is that the biggest block they have is they have no clue what they want. It's like that Mark Twain quote, right? It's like, I can get people whatever they want. I just can't find anybody who knows what that is. And most people
don't know what you want. How are you going to ever get it?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Before I met my wife, I literally wrote a 4-page full typed up of with high level of detail, exactly what I was looking for in this human being. And the minute I met her, I knew it was her. And at the minute I met her, because I had clearly defined what it was. That's the only way you're going to get it, guys. With clarity. Clarity is power. Okay. You want as much detail as possible in these things that you want. You want to go experience them. One of my bucket list items now is to get a yacht, either to rent one or to own one and go around we went to the Amalfi Coast. It's spectacular. And they have the yachts there. And I want to take a yacht around the boot of Italy and go to Croatia, Greece, and Spain and everything else. So I went to the Miami Boat Show back in February when there was no coronavirus, and I BS'd my way onto these super yachts and sat in the captain's chair and visualized it because it freaking works, guys. I visualized myself owning this thing, laid on the bed, walked around like I own the place because I know it works. It gets your brain going and honed in on that reticular activating system to bring it into your life. So,
and that's a key point. You know, like if you're trying to figure out a way to image it, because for me, if it's imaged in my mind, it will happen, right? Yeah. Like if it can go from the page to my brain and I can see myself there. And one of the best ways is trying to experience it. So like, I remember a guy said, hey, his goal was to buy a Mercedes McLaren. He's like, I want a McLaren. I'm like, well, great. You don't have to buy it today. I'm like, go rent it for a week. There's exotic cars that are for rent. Like, go rent it. You know, if after a week you're bored with it, then great. At least you don't have to buy that thing. You know, at least you say, hey, for a week, I enjoy this. It was awesome. You know, and sure, I think that's sure a great way to do sure it.
Sure. No, you need to experience it. And like I said, I drove that Corvette that, and that was it. I knew I had to have it. Once you experience mm-hmm something, there's no going back. Let me share one other thing about goals, though. That's really important.
Yeah.
Cause I know we're low on time. I remember I talked about that house on the beach. You know, I built this house. It was magnificent. Okay. I mean, three stories, a giant waterfall out of the second floor balcony into the pool, elevator, wine cellar. I mean, to give you an idea of the house, there's a giant spiral staircase that went up through the middle. And on the second floor, there was an aquarium that I had custom built that curved around the staircase. It cost me almost $200,000. So that gives you an idea of the house. So 2 months after I moved in, and I worked for this thing for 20 years. I just want to mention this because it ties into goals. I worked for this thing for 20 years. 2 months after I moved in, I'm floating in the pool at night. My family's inside sleeping. The pool's changing colors. It's got fiber optic lighting. Mm-hmm. And I got depressed. And I don't mean I just got a little bummed. I mean, I got really bummed. And I'm like, what the hell? I just achieved success like times 1,000 and I'm bummed. And so I went and bought some books, and one of them was Tony Robbins' book. He's got several. It was Unleash the Power Within. It was the book, the particular book. But so I went and saw him live, and I found out that he fed families for the holidays. And I'm like, wow, what a concept. Do something for someone else, because I have been totally focused on me.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, I built this house, this testament to my ego is what I call it, because it was to prove to the world that I was good enough. That's the truth of it. It's embarrassing to admit that, but that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And it was just to prove myself. And so I've been, it was all Rod, me, focus on Rod. And so I came back from that event and decided to feed five families for the holidays. It was Thanksgiving back then. Now we do it for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But that gave my life fulfillment. You know, there's a big difference between achievement and fulfillment. In fact, Tony calls it the science of achievement versus the art of fulfillment. There's one thing to be successful, but it's much more important to be fulfilled. And
definitely.
And so now I've fed 75,000 children for the holidays over the last 20 years. We've done tens of thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies for local kids. We've done tens of thousands of teddy bears to give to police departments for their officers to keep in cars when they encounter a child. And again, I'm not trying to brag or tell you have to do anything this grandiose, but I know if you're listening to Chris, you want success. And you may be thinking, when I'm successful, I'll give back. Big mistake. Mm-hmm. Give now, because your success is going to come faster, and you'll be happier and more fulfilled on the path. You know, my podcast just hit 8 million downloads, and I've interviewed huge people in the space, but I can at millionaires, billionaires, and I can tell when someone's like I was back then, you know, totally focused on themselves. And I feel sorry for them because I recognize it. It was me. And so guys, if you're listening and you're thinking, you know, you want to achieve to be happy, I'm going to tell you to give back in some fashion. It doesn't have to be huge. Just pick a cause, children, the elderly, pets, the environment, whatever it is, and give back now, because you're going to get there much faster if you're happily achieving versus achieving to be happy.
Amen to that. And that's exactly the point I would make too. Is this, it's all about what you can create. You know, we're only here for so long on this planet. What kind of legacy are we going to leave behind? There's got to be greater fulfillment in our lives.
To anything in this universe that does not contribute, believe it or not, is actually eliminated.
Right.
And so contribution is a basic human need. We have to contribute in some fashion, and we are not whole if we don't. So it's very, very important that we do.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Rod, if all of our people here, our listeners, want to follow you, like,
and sure.
How would they do that?
I'm having a 2-day virtual boot camp, July 25th and 26th. I'm not selling anything. It's 16 hours of If you're interested in multifamily real estate, it's kind of a duh. It's $97. Just come. Just trust me. You'll be glad you did. It's a no-brainer. And it's me teaching multifamily real estate and, you know, and mindset as well, but it's drinking through a fire hose. I will tell you that if you're not interested in multifamily, you want the boost, the motivational boost, my podcast, I do a clip every week called Own Your Power. It's 5 minutes and it'll juice you. Okay. I play music and it's motivational. It's powerful stuff. I'm really proud of those. I've done hundreds of them. And so, you know, just even if you're not interested in multifamily, come see me there. But the boot camp is if you text Rod Live, RODLIVE to 41411, it will get you the website. The website's multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com. I have a lot of fun with it. Again, I had to shift. I had to pivot. I mean, we're innovating right now. We're in COVID. So we had to change things. And, you know, the website, you'll see me in the backyard filming the video about why it's important to come spend 2 days with me. Cause we pivoted like in 3 days, I got that website up, but we got rave reviews. We had 900 people in the last one and we never dropped below about 720 people watching the entire 2 days. So
that's excellent.
But then my website as well. My podcast, by the way, if you put real estate in your iPhone, I usually come up number one or two with bigger pockets, but it's Lifetime Cashflow is the name of the podcast, Lifetime Cashflow through Real Estate Investing. And then my website, I've got tons of free materials, books and articles and videos, just hundreds. And it's rodcleef.com. My last name, my full name, Rod Cleef. My last name is spelled Khleif. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, that should definitely put that in the show notes so everybody can tune in, whichever, you know, it resonates with you, whichever you say, hey, this is where I need to be right now. And we'll make sure we get that there. So everybody, if you're listening to this, hey, the next event's 25th and 26th, so make sure you're there. That's not far from
here.
Thank
you, brother. So. No. You'll be glad you came, I promise. Promise you. We had hundreds of raving testimonials after this last one. So we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with it. Life's about having fun, right?
Absolutely. That's it. It's all about that quality, man. All right. Well, appreciate your time, Rod. It's so much great value and such a power-packed short amount of time. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, brother.
And the rest of you guys, hey, it's one thing to be a hearer of the word. It's another to be a doer of the word. I challenge you to be a doer, to actually go and take this and apply it. That's the difference between the successful and those that aren't, is those that actually go and do what we talk about here. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.